Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's a new eye doctor in town. Let's go in-depth with Dr. Erica Seeley with Eye Health Solutions, Knoxville. Well, Dr. Erica, how long have you been working at Eye Health Solutions?
I've been here for about a month now.
A month?
A month.
Well, all right. So you're settling in?
Yes.
Moved to town, moved to Knoxville?
Yep. We live in town, so I'm getting all settled there. Boxes are put away now, so.
And where did you come from?
We came from South Dakota. We weren't living there too long, though. So we originally come from the Dakotas, both my husband and I.
Mm-hmm. And where did you go to school?
I went to school. I did my optometry school out in Oregon near Portland. And then before that, I finished my undergraduate degree in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. And so you've traveled a bunch of places and wind up in Iowa. What made you decide to come to Knoxville?
Well, we have family in the area, and that was the big reason. We had lived several years away from family, and that kind of got, it's just not very practical for us, so. It's mostly family was the main driver.
Is there a better reason to live somewhere, I guess, than family?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, very good. All right, and what made you want to be an optometrist?
Well, I still remember the day when I went in and had my eyes checked. I should have been in years before, but I remember driving home that day with my new corrective lenses, and I could actually see the pebbles in the road. You could see the trees are more defined, and I just thought it was the coolest thing. So,
it must have been amazing.
Well, it was. Yeah, I thought so.
But you didn't know any better. You might have thought your eyesight was just like everybody else's.
Right.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah. I was pretty young, but I still remember it. So,
how old were you?
I was 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's about when my eyes started going south. Did you know your eyes? Were they getting worse, or was it always a situation like that?
Oh, yeah. I knew it was getting worse because I would have to sit more towards the front of the classroom, but I never wanted to say anything because I didn't want to get a pair of glasses. So I remember struggling and making sure I sat towards the front, but kind of without telling anyone I couldn't see. So
you didn't want to tell anybody?
No.
Why not?
Because my older sisters had glasses, and I thought, oh, that's not very cool, or so I didn't want glasses.
And so kids do that stuff. They still do that.
I don't know. Now we see a lot of kids that want to come in, and they want glasses. Glasses
really?
Are now kind of a cool thing now.
So you grew up at the wrong time then.
I guess so.
All right. But so the key thing was that you could see.
Right.
And so those glasses, even though you didn't want them, they were a real gift, weren't they?
Oh, yes. And I wouldn't go without them.
And so from that time, you wanted to be an eye doctor?
Pretty much, yeah.
So you were on a mission to be an eye doctor.
Yeah, when I went to undergrad, I thought, oh, everyone kind of changes their mind. But I was pretty dedicated and knew that that's what I wanted to do.
And so that gift you got at age 11, mm-hmm. you dedicated your life to giving that gift to anybody else that you could work with.
Yes, correct, yeah.
That's so noble. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Did you think about it like that, in terms of spreading the gift of good eyesight?
You know, I probably didn't really think about it until once I started practicing. And then you see it. You see kids come back or folks come back or put on a pair of corrective lenses. And it's just kind of that, whoa, this does make a difference. So.
Well, and you have a bunch of grateful people. I mean, what seeing is such an important part of who we are. Mm-hmm. And to make that any better is, you know, we're all grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Dr. Erica Seeley with Eye Health Solutions. What range of people do you see? I mean, you've settled in a month. Mm-hmm. So you've seen a wide range of people.
Yes.
Any first impressions?
you know, we see anyone from young babies to 100 or more. But that's one thing I like about the area is you do see a variety, folks of all ages. That's what I like. I like to see the variety, see all the people, serve the families, see the whole families. So,
I guess I wouldn't. I didn't think with my kids to bring them in when they're babies. Are we supposed to bring them in when they're babies?
They recommend all infants have an exam before 1 year of age.
And why is that?
It's just a good tool to make sure that their eyes are going to properly develop and that there's no underlying factors that could cause problems with their vision and their sight.
Okay, before 1 year. Mm-hmm. That's what people should know. And so how do you examine a baby's eyes? I mean, they're not exactly cooperative.
No, you actually don't need, for anyone of all ages, we really don't need any responses to thoroughly examine the eyes. So you look at the general health of the baby's eyes, make sure there's not a significant correction, that the eyes are aligning properly, that they're working together as a team. And that's the biggest thing, just to make sure that they develop as properly as they should.
So just looking at them, at the eyes, you can tell a lot without putting on, you know, using the fancy equipment.
Well, we still use the fancy equipment, so.
But how does it work? I mean, you can't say, read line 7 to the baby.
Right. Well, you were able to use several tools and, as you say, fancy equipment, high technology. It's come a long ways. So we can use different instruments to evaluate the structure and the function of the eyes. You're looking for reaction, make sure they're reacting to. We use different toys and lights to get their attention. And that's about it. So.
Well, and you have equipment, right, that can sort of tell what, let's say I'm in the chair, and you can tell what my vision is without even asking me to read line 7, right?
Right.
That's a remarkable advance in the last few years, isn't it?
Yes. There's been several tools. Technology's made it a little bit easier, but we still use several instruments that have been around a long time.
Now, how about after that first initial visit, when do parents need to bring in their kids then? Is it every year like adults?
Yeah, kids especially. We do, just like everybody else, want to see them on an annual basis, just because as they're growing and developing, you want to make sure that their eyes are developing properly as they should too.
Are there sort of transitions in eye health as we age? I mean, is there sort of a time period, you're 30, we'll start looking for this, 40, 50, 60, you'll start looking for different things?
Yeah, pretty much everyone's eye exam, we're always looking for, no matter the age, we're always looking for certain things that'll stick out. But yes, there are trends as we age, from when we're real young until we've had several birthdays behind us, so.
And how about, let's say that people over 50 come in, what are you looking for?
Mm-hmm. Folks, whether in their 50s, 40s, 30s, pretty much any adults, we're looking for, when we look on the inside of the eye, we're looking for any signs of hypertension, chronic hypertension. We can see signs of diabetes. Those are some kind of big ones, just because those have become pretty prevalent in today's society.
And so is there something that you can tell just by looking at somebody walk towards you when you first meet them that you're going to think, I'm going to be looking at this in their eye exam?
No, usually, you know, that's why we take a thorough medical history, because that is important even to our eyes. So we take a thorough medical history, and then we're still going to look for it in anyone, whether they've had a history or known history of any of those conditions.
But why does the history matter? Why? I guess, well, if I say I have diabetes or something, then you probably want to know that.
Yes, we want to know that. But, you know, even if you told me you didn't have it, I'm still going to look for those things anyways, just to be sure.
Because I might not know it, but you might.
Correct, yes.
You can see what you can see in my eyes that I might have diabetes.
There's signs, and there's certain things that we can see happen to the eye that are pretty classic as a result of what we know as diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And other conditions, what can you tell, other general health things from our eyes?
Mm-hmm. But like I said, diabetes, trouble with cholesterol, any kind of vascular, your heart conditions.
You can tell how my heart's doing looking at my eyes?
Well, sometimes.
That's pretty cool. I guess we're a whole integrated system.
Yes. The eyes are the one place where we can actually visualize the blood vessels in our body. We can visualize them inside the eye.
Okay, so how my blood vessels are doing in my eye, it might be how they're doing in my heart?
Well, they can reflect your whole body, yes.
That's pretty interesting. And so in learning to be an optometrist, you just don't learn about the eye. You have to learn about the entire body.
You have to learn about everything, yes.
And see how it all works together.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dr. Erica Seeley with iHealth Solutions.
Now, what about diseases? Are there a whole bunch of diseases of the eyes one can get, or is it pretty limited?
There's a wide variety of diseases. Some are more common. There's also a lot of diseases that are more rare, but we're able to figure those things out too.
Now, what about eye injuries? What are some common eye injuries?
A lot of folks will see, you know, with eye injuries, any kind of, a lot of times they'll just be accidental, you know, especially with young kids getting balls to the eyes, you know, baseball bats, anything like that. Then you'll also see folks who get, whether it's grass clippings, wood pieces, pieces of metal. And the big thing is we always ask them, were you wearing your eye protection? So that'll definitely help. But those are kind of the big ones.
And the workplace environment is probably more regulated. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not going to wear eye protection while I'm mowing. Maybe I should.
Yeah, you know, it's always a good idea to have something protecting the eyes, even some with a little bit of wrap. Because when we see lots of folks who are either mowing or trimming trees or something like that, and then they get a little piece of debris in the eye. So, yeah, wearing your eye protection will definitely help.
So are there any kinds of sort of common household activities that maybe I should think about wearing eye protection that I might not think about it?
A lot of folks, when we work around chemicals, cleaners, things like that, we don't think about it. But those can be easily splashed up into the eye. So just kind of thinking that in the back of the mind that, you know, that can happen and you just want to put your safety first. Even with common household cleaners can cause quite a bit of damage.
Now, it seems like eye doctors are becoming more focused on people wearing sunglasses. Is that really important, sunglasses?
Yeah, sunglasses are important even when we're real young. You know, kids should also be in sunglasses to protect them from UV rays and UV light while outdoors, just as we would, you know, applying sunscreen is important.
Okay, so is family history important? Like my mom had macular degeneration. Is that important for you to know?
Yes, it is important. Family history and knowing what conditions, you know, your family members have had it is a good thing to know because some of those can have a genetic factor.
So then you probably want to know my grandma had diabetes too.
Yep.
How about my grandpa had a stroke or heart problems?
Yep. Any information that you can provide about your family that you know and their health can be important whether you realize it or not. So it is a good idea to talk with your family members if there's been, you know, any significant history.
Okay, so I guess what you're telling me is that you're just not interested. See, I think I'm coming here for new glasses. Mm-hmm. But what you're telling me is that you're concerned not only with the vision component, but the whole health of the individual.
Yes, that's correct. A lot of times we will see people come in that say, oh, well, can't you just fix this with new glasses, when actually there's a deeper component. And our job is when you come in every time to get your eyes checked that we're taking a look at the whole health of the eye, making sure it's healthy and stays that way.
Okay, what's the best part of your job?
The best part of my job is working with the people, seeing people all day long, getting to know people in the community, families.
Making sure those little girls that are 11 years old and more ages go out just like you did when you were a little kid and see
right.
A whole new world.
Yep.
Must be rewarding.
It is. I enjoy coming to work every single day, and I truly enjoy and love what I do.
Thanks to Dr. Erica Seeley for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.